Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Alvarado Gill, Archuleta, Ashby, Atkins, Becker, Blakespear, Bradford, Caballero, Cortese, Daly, Dodd, Durazo, Eggman, Glazer, Gonzalez, Grove, Hurtado, Jones, Laird, Limon, McGuire, Minjivar, Min, Newman, Wynn, Nilo, Ochoa, Padilla, Portantino, Roth, Rubio, Sayarto, Skinner, Smallwood Cuevas, Stern, Umberg, Wahab, Wiener, Wilk.
Members of quorum is present. With the members and our guests beyond the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We'll be led in prayer this morning by our chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which we're going to ask you to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
So let us remember that we are always in God's presence. God of mercy and compassion, on this International Holocaust Remembrance Weekend, once again we are reminded how man's inhumanity to man makes countless millions mourn. We ask for the grace to recognize the destructive prejudices in ourselves that lead to the dehumanization of those we deem different from us. We ask for the grace to overcome the irrational fears that cause us to misjudge others, leading to violence and irreparable harm. We ask for the grace to live each day with an attitude of compassion, creating an atmosphere of hospitality and welcome, where all can thrive and contribute to the common good. May every story shared be an impetus to action that ensures that the words "never again" are more than pious sentiment. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Members, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance. Members, we're at privilege of the floors, but we're going to pass at this moment. Moving to messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committees will be deemed read and amendments adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the following items will be stricken from the daily file, items 2 through 52. Introductions and first reading to bills. Bills will be deemed read. Consideration of the daily file. We have Senate second reading file. Item 1. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 254.
Thank you. Now moving on to Senate third reading. First up is file item 64 by Senator Umberg. He is not at his desk. Okay. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 26 by Senator Umberg, an act relating to health professions.
Senator Umberg, floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President and colleagues. This measure is intended to, at least in some small way, address the dearth of behavioral health professionals. It's a scholarship for those who commit to serving in the public sector for a number of years in exchange for a scholarship. I urge an aye vote.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Hearing and seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Aye. Archuleta.
Aye.
Aye. Ashby.
Aye.
Aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Aye. Becker. Blakespear. Bradford. Aye. Caballero. Cortese. Daley.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman. Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Laird.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoa.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Small Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen. Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear.
Caballero.
Aye. Cortez. Eggman.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Jones.
Menjivar.
Aye. Portantino. Stern.
Ayes 34, no 0. The measure passes. Now moving on to file item 66. Senator Wiener, he's prepared. Secretary, you may read.
Senate Bill 85 by Senator Wiener, an act relating to immigration.
Senator Wiener.
Thank you, Mr. President. Colleagues, Senate Bill 85 will extend case management services for refugees and asylees who are settled in California. Currently, the federal government pays for 90 days of case management, and this is about people who have been granted refuge here, granted asylum here, making sure that they're settled in communities, have housing, have supports so that they can integrate and succeed. 90 days is not enough. Other states supplement that. And SB 85 will add an additional 90 days of case management with the possibility of extending by another 180 days. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Any further discussion or debate on this item? Hearing seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gil.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear. Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortezi.
Daley.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove. Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Laird.
Aye.
Limon.
Aye. McGuire.
Aye.
Menjivar.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Nilo.
Chobo.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Skinner.
Aye.
Small Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern. Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Please call the absent members.
Blakespear, Cortezi, Daley, Grove, Jones, Menjivar,
aye,
Wynn, Nilo, Ochoa, Portantino, Sayarto, Stern.
Ayes 29, noes 0, the measure passes. Now, members, we're moving on to file item 69. Senator Wiener, he's prepared. Secretary, you may read.
Senate Bill 312 by Senator Wiener, an act relating to environmental quality.
Senator Wiener.
Thank you very much, Mr. President and colleagues. SB 312 is cleanup follow-up legislation to Senate Bill 886, which the legislature passed and the governor signed in 2022. SB 886 created a CEQA exemption for student housing on campus at UC, CSU, and community college campuses. We have a huge problem with our UC, CSU community college students who are homeless, housing unstable. We need more on-campus student housing. We need it more quickly, and SB 886 pointed us in that direction. After the fact, we've learned that there are some adjustments we need to make to that law to make it as effective as possible. SB 312 does that, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Hearing and seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Aye. Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear. Bradford. Caballero. Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese. Daly. Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones. Laird.
No.
Limon.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Minjavar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoabo.
Aye.
Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino.
Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Smallwood
Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern.
Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab.
Aye.
Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Blakespear. Cortese. Daly.
Aye.
Jones.
Portantino.
Stern.
Ayes 34, noes 1. The measure passes. Now, members, we're moving on to file item 89. Senator Alvarado Gill, she prepared. She is. Secretary, you may read.
Senate Resolution 55 by Senator Alvarado Gill relative to Cervical Cancer Awareness Month.
Senator, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise today to present Senate Resolution 55 recognizing the month of January as Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. As a survivor of cervical cancer, this resolution hits home for me. According to the American Cancer Society, there are approximately 14,000 new cases in the U.S. this year, and nearly 30% of those cases will be fatal. I wear teal and pink today to honor the journey of those courageous women. Cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer in women globally. Additionally, cervical cancer disproportionately affects women of color. The risk of Hispanic women developing cervical cancer is 1.5 times greater than it is for non-Hispanic, white, and Asian Pacific Islander women. While the rates of cervical cancer are similar between black women and white women, the death rate for black women with cervical cancer is twice as high as it is for white women. There are usually no signs or symptoms of early cervical cancer, but most cases of cervical cancer can be stopped if caught early. We must continue to educate and raise awareness about prevention methods, including regular screenings and the optional HPV vaccine. Many of you have been wondering why you received a donut this morning. Well, these donuts are a symbol of cervical cancer awareness. They come in different colors to mimic the various skin tones that cervical cancer does not discriminate against. I'd like to thank Star Donuts of Jackson, a family-owned business that is in my district, for preparing these donuts today for our presentation. I ask that before you enjoy this wonderful treat, that you schedule your regular pap screening, and if not for you, for a loved one. We all have important women in our lives, and no woman is immune from the risk of cervical cancer. So I urge that all women prioritize their health by speaking with a trusted healthcare provider. And I urge men and those who do not have a cervix to learn about the cervix and to have those conversations without the stigma of gender. That's what everyone's talking about on the floor, right? Okay. By normalizing routine exams and taking control of your health, we can end the stigma to ensure that no women have to face this battle alone. Thank you for allowing me to speak on this important and very personal topic. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you. Any further discussion or debate on this item? Hearing seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Alvarado Gill.
Aye.
Archuleta.
Aye.
Ashby.
Aye.
Atkins.
Aye.
Becker.
Aye.
Blakespear.
Bradford.
Aye.
Caballero.
Aye.
Cortese.
Daly.
Aye.
Dodd.
Aye.
Durazo.
Aye.
Eggman.
Aye.
Glazer.
Aye.
Gonzalez.
Aye.
Grove.
Aye.
Hurtado.
Aye.
Jones.
Laird.
Aye.
Limon. Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Minjavar.
Aye.
Min.
Aye.
Newman.
Aye.
Wynn.
Aye.
Nilo.
Aye.
Ochoabo.
Aye.
Padilla. Bordentino. Roth.
Aye.
Rubio.
Aye.
Sayarto.
Aye.
Skinner.
Aye.
Small Cuevas.
Aye.
Stern. Umberg.
Aye.
Wahab. Wiener.
Aye.
Wilk.
Aye.
Secretary, please call the absent members.
Blakespear. Cortese. Jones. Padilla.
Aye.
Portantino. Stern. Wahab.
Ayes 34, no 0. The measure passes. Members, now we're going to return back to privileges of the floor. Senator Dodd, are you prepared? He is. Senator Dodd, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. I would like to give a warm Senate welcome to the nurse anesthesiologist who are here in the gallery with us during National Nurse Anesthesiology Week. In the gallery above, we have Emily Frankie, Melanie Rowe, Sandra Bordy, Elizabeth Bambos, Kimberly Barris, and Louisa Moya. These women have gone above and beyond in their nursing careers by obtaining advanced degrees and working extensive clinical hours in order to practice as CRNA in the state of California. I would also like to recognize that these experts are here taking away their time from their patients to educate us on the importance and long-standing history of their profession, and presence here with us means a lot. Please join me in welcoming these hard-working professionals to the California State Senate. Welcome.
Welcome to the California State Senate. All right, members, we're returning to motions and resolutions. Now is the time for adjourning memories. We have Senator Rubio. Senator Rubio, are you prepared? Senator Rubio, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Today I rise to adjourn in the memory of Claudia Heller, a historian, explorer, and columnist who passed away December 11, 2023, at the age of 79. Claudia was the president of the Duarte Historical Society and Women's Clubs, serving as a steward to the city's historical museum, and for more than 30 years wrote a column for the Southern California News Group. In her columns, she contributed greatly to promoting and preserving the captivating history of Duarte. With her husband, Alan, they worked together on three books, Life on Route 66, Duarte's Chronicles, and Curiosity of the California Desert. She was also nominated and received an award for Volunteer of the Year in 2012 by the former Duarte mayor. Claudia was described to be someone with very few spoken words, yet through her writing, she showed her sincerity and knew how to use the right words to capture the moment. A champion of local history and an avid participant in the community, Claudia Heller will be missed by all who knew her. Please join me, members, in adjourning in the memory of Claudia Heller. Thank you.
Our deepest condolences. Please bring the name forward so she can be properly memorialized by the California State Senate. Next up is Senator Ochoa.
Thank you, Mr. President and members. Today, I rise to adjourn in memory of Bill Harrison, who passed away on September 23, 2023, at the age of 81, after bravely battling Alzheimer's disease. Born in Ohio, Bill was a longtime resident of San Bernardino. He graduated from San Bernardino High School in 1960 and went on to earn a bachelor's degree in political science at UC Riverside in 1965. In 1969, Bill and his wife Gloria co-founded El Chicano, Later, they added three more local newspapers and formed Inland Empire Community Newspapers, each of which focused on community news. Bill is survived by his wife of 58 years, Gloria, his son, William, and daughter-in-law, Lisa, his grandson, Kai, and granddaughter, Jess, and several nieces and nephews. He was preceded in death by his daughter, Diana. To honor Bill's commitment to higher education, the William B. Harrison Scholarship is being established to assist a student attending San Bernardino Valley College who is juggling both academic and work obligations. Loving, humble, kind, dedicated, these are some of the words used to describe Bill by his family, journalism colleagues, and those he mentored. Bill had a lifelong quest for knowledge and a desire to share with others. He preserved the stories and history of the Inland Empire, and for this we owe him a debt of gratitude. I wish Bill's family and many friends peace and comfort during this time of deep sorrow. I would be honored if this body would adjourn in his memory. Thank you.
Thank you. Our deepest condolences. Please bring their name forward so he can be properly memorialized. If there's no other business, Senator Atkins, the desk is clear.
Mr. President, thanks so much. Colleagues, have a great weekend. Our next floor session is scheduled for Monday, January 29th, 2024, at 2 p.m.
The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time an adjournment motion will be made. We'll reconvene on Monday at 2 p.m.